सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तो पुनः पुनः तपोवीक्षेण पापानां शान्तानां वीतराहीनां मुमुक्षूनामप्यार्थाय तत्त्व आत्मबोधो अभिधीयते
So in verse number 11 we have seen nana upadhi vasadeva jatinam asrayadaya atmana arupitasya toye rasavarnadi bhedvat. Paramatma is one. But why appears so many? Because of upadhi. Different upadhis. Like an actor, he takes different dresses and he becomes different. Sometime he becomes beggar, sometime he becomes king, sometimes something else. It's all because of the dress. Similarly, Paramatma is one, but he has taken all these upadhis. Upadhi of a tree, upadhi of a human being, upadhi of an animal. Different upadhis he has taken. How? So it is said, rasa varnadi bhedvat. Like the water. In the water you mix any color, red, black, green, yellow, or different, you put salt, it becomes salty, you put sugar, it becomes sweet, ras varnadi bhedvat, according to the ras and var. Similarly, what has happened in the human beings? Jati, different jati has come. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Jati has come. Then Varna. What is Varna? No. Color is the Jati actually. Jati is the animal, plant. These are mineral kingdom, animal kingdom, you remember? They are all different. Different Jati, different species. Caste is your Varna. Varna is according to Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. So the color of the mind decides the Varna. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Then Ashram. Then the division again in the human being about the Ashram. Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. Ashram also. So it is all related to Upadhi. That is to be understood. In each and every one, that Paramatma is there. That we have seen in verse number 9, Paramatma Anusyuvat. Anusyuvat means it has gone everywhere. Paramatma is everywhere. Anusyuvat. Nitya, Paramatma is Nitya, eternal. Paramatma is Vishnu, all pervading. How Paramatma is everywhere, can anybody tell? As a principle of existence, it covers each and everything. He covers as an existence. So basic upadhi, what are the basic upadhi? We have seen three upadhis. Sthula sarira, Sukshma Sarira and Karan Sarira. These are the three upadhi. And these three upadhis, they cover Atman. We are not able to see the Atman because the Naam Roop has covered it. In the tree also Satchidanand is there, but we are not able to see it because the Roop and Naam of the tree has covered that Satchidanand. Similarly, the Atman is with us, but it is covered by these three bodies, gross body, subtle body and the causal body. These three bodies are not created by man. Gross body, subtle body and the causal body, they are not created by the man. But we get many, many upadhis, like we become doctor, engineer, this and that. These are the upadhi. These are also called upadhi, acquired upadhis. But the gross body, subtle body and the causal body is not created by man. Then what is this gross body we saw in verse number 12? Panchikrit panchamahabhutai sambhavam. It is created by panchamahabhut. But here it is not mentioned which ans of panchamahabhut. All panchamahabhut has got three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. In Tattva Bodh we have studied that this is made of panchamahabhut, made of which ans? Sattva ans or rajas ans or tamas ans?
In the last class we have done
grossification,
panchi,
panjikaran, which ans? You see, you have to understand this way. First came the tanmatra, the subtle form. Subtle form. And from the subtle form, you know, each tanmatra has got sattva, rajas and tamas. Because it is creation of maya. Maya is what? Trigunatmika. So therefore, all these elements has got three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. From the sattva guna of the Sukshma Panchamahabhut were created five organs of perception and mind. That we know. Then from the rajas ans of subtle Panchamahabhut were created five karmendriya and prana. What remained now? Tamasans. So this tamasans got grossified. Tamasans divided into half, then another half again divided into four parts. We have seen, take $2 as a complete, $1 each element kept, then these quarters, four quarters given to other four elements. And each of them contributed back to other also. So they all became again $2. And became gross. With that grossified five elements, this pinda, this individual body and the whole Brahmand. Whole Brahmand means all 14 lokas are made. So you have to remember the elements has got two stages. One stage is subtle form. We call it tanmatra. Tanmatra means tatmatra. It is subtle. Why it is called subtle? Because we cannot perceive it with our organs of perception. Sukshma. What do you mean by sukshma in our scripture in Vedanta? All pervading. And the example? No. Take a cube of ice, 1 inch by 1 inch. It will take 1 square inch area, if you put it on the floor, allow it to melt, it will take definitely more than 1 square inch. Therefore, water is subtler than ice. Then evaporate this water, it becomes vapor. So it pervades more area. So the vapor is subtler than water. Subtler than water is ice. Because it pervades more area. Similarly, these panchamahabhut,
Ice is grosser than water.
It's subtler.
It takes up more space though.
Which one? Yeah, you take out from refrigerator one ice cube, put it on the floor. How much?
It will spread.
It will take more space. Then we call it more pervasive. Subtler. So these Pancha Mahabhuta are subtler, they pervade. Panchikranta Pancha Mahabhut. So this was about the gross body, panchamahabhuti, the material cause. What is the efficient cause? It is said karma sanchitam. Efficient cause is the karma, because of our actions done in the past. That is the efficient cause of this body. Then what is the purpose? Why this is created? Then it was said sariram sukha dukkhanam. Sukha dukkha. Because we have done action, some are good, some are bad. Good action will give me good conducive situation. Good conducive situation means it is sukh. Some of our actions are bad. Therefore, we will get unconducive circumstances. That means dukkha. Sukh dukkha bhogayatanam. Sukh and dukkha will be there. In each and every human form, we have to enjoy or suffer our past actions. Nobody is exempt. Everybody has to go through it. Sarva dukkha naam. And then in Tattva Bodh we have seen the six modifications of this gross body. What are those? Asti, Jayate, Varjate, Viprinamate, Apakshiyate, Vinishyati. What is asti? Inside the womb, it is there. Jayate, it is born. Then after Vardhate, then Viprinamate, matures. It remains at that level after certain age, your height doesn't increase. Up to certain age, it will vardhate, it will increase. Then viparinmate, it matures up to some time. Then after that, apakshiyate. What is the age when apakshiyate starts? 40, not 50. 40. When you go to ophthalmologist, what happens? I don't know. Nowadays, I don't see clearly. First question he will ask, what is your age? He will say 40. Well, yes, good. You have come at the right time. Apakshiyate, downfall starts from there. Apakshiyate. And the last station is? I hope we all are above 40. Is it not, sir? So what is the last station left now? We have crossed 5. Apakshiyati is going on. Achha. So, six modification. So, what is this now? The Sushma Sarir? It is given in the verse number 30.
Pancha Prana Mano Buddhi.
Pancha Prana Mano Buddhi.
Dasendriya samanvitam
apanchikrita bhutottham
sukshmangam bhoga sadhanam pancha prana mano buddhi dasendriya samanvitam apanchikrita bhutottham sukshmangam bhoga sadhanam.
So he gives you, there are 17 items. What are those 17 items? It's a pancha prana, 5 pranas. What are those pranas? Prana, apana, samana. Panchaprana, mana, buddhi, seven, and dasa indriya. Dasa indriya means 5 organs of perception and 5 organs of action. 17 items constitute sukshma sharir, subtle body. So prana, the first is prana. Gurudev writes, prana is that life force which controls and regulates the various activities of our sense organs. It is because of this dynamic energy that the life is evident in sense perception. So when we inhale and exhale, energy is formed, and that energy helps all the sense organs, mana, buddhi, chitta, ahankar, and dasa indriya. They all start functioning. Prana, apan vayu, is required for excretion. Then vayan, v plus an, vayan means circulation. Vayan, saman, sam plus an is for digestion, digestive system. Udan is the reverse process. Ut plus an is udan, ut, reverse process. What is mind? And there are 5 upaprana also. We discuss all these things in Tattva Bodha. What are those? Naga, Kurma, Krikal, Devadatta, Dhananjaya. So 5 are the main prana and upaprana are another 5. We have got 10 prana. Then mana. What is the definition of mana in Tattva Bodha we have studied? Sankalpa Vikalpa Atmaka Mana. One which is when the thoughts are in the state of volition. Sankalpa and Vikal, it is mana. What is buddhi? Nischaya Atmika Buddhi. When we take a decision, the same thought which was Sankalpa became a decision. When we call the function of buddhi. Mana buddhi. So there are 17 items. Now a question may arise. What happened to ahankar and chittam? Ahankar and chittam. Antakaran includes 4 things. Mana, buddhi, chitta, ahankar. But in this 17 items, chitta, ahankar is not said. Where is chit, where is ahankar? The scripture says ahankar is included in intellect. Chit is included in mind. There are 19 items, but we consider here 17, and out of which 2, chit and ahankar, are included into mind and intellect. This subtle body will disintegrate only on realization. Otherwise, it will never disintegrate. It will continue to remain and will go from one body to another body depending on the karan sharir, the causal body, which we'll discuss later on. When the realization happens, after that, gross body we see being cremated, going back to Panchamahabhut. But what happens to the Sukshma Sarir? It continues its journey from one body to another body. So how this is made? It is said, apanchikrit bhut uttam. Apanchikrit bhut. What is the technical name of apanchikrit bhut? Just now I said. Tanmatra, tatmar, apanchikrit panchamahabhut. Uttam. Then, what is the efficient cause? In case of gross body, we saw that Shankaracharya in the earlier verse has said, it is karma sanchitam. Karma sanchitam. What is the efficient cause? Here the material cause is given, apanchikrit. Not mixed up, subtle panchamahabhut. But nothing is mentioned about the efficient cause. What is the efficient cause? Same. We have studied where? we have studied in the Tattva Bodh. So the efficient cause is our prarabdha karma or the sanchit karma which have not yet fructified, not yet ready to give the fruit of action. So gross body is called bhog ayatanam. Ayatanam means the abode, and the subtle body is called bhog sadhanam, instrument. Instrument to experience what? Sukha and dukkha. Bhog sadhanam. So we have got these instruments, and we add some more instruments to it. Lord has provided these instruments for bhoga sadhanam. We add more for sukh and dukh. Example, we add our house, sukh dukh. Car, it is added, sukh dukh. You know how the musicians or the singers, what they do? I have seen. Early in the morning they will do the alap. Then there is nothing. No tanpura, no tabla wala, nothing. Or maybe they start with the tanpura. Then after that tanpura they add tabla. Then if you want to make it more lively, you add flute, you harmonium, then mridangam,
violin.
Cymbal, violin, other instrument. And sometimes you will find many instruments. So that makes it more enjoyable. So we have got this bhog sadhanam. We also add. One boy went to school without combing his hair. The teacher asked, what happened? Why didn't you comb your hair? He said, we don't have comb. Well, why? What your father does? He says he has got no hair, so there is no comb. So that is also sadhana. Means, pen is also a sadhana, instrument. So we add many instruments to these 17 instruments. Bhoga sadhanam. Then there is a linga sarir. We call it suchmangam. It's a linga sarir. It is a sign that a person is living. This chair has got no subtle body. Therefore, we are not able to see whether it is living or not. Our definition of living is what? Something which is moving. One who can get the knowledge. But the most of the people think anything moving is has got the subtle body. So the fan is also moving. Car is also moving. No. Whether the awareness is there or not, that is to be seen. Whether it can recognize others or recognize himself, then only we call it, it has got the subtle body, chit part. And the reflection is always in the mind. Reflection of the Brahman is always in the mind. If the mind is not there, there is no reflection. The chair has got no mind, so there is no reflection therein. When these 16 items comes out of this body, then the body has got no instrument for reflection. Subtle body has come out. No more awareness, no more activities. It is just like a fuse in a conduit, in a wire. If it connected to the bulb and you put a fuse, take out the fuse. The bulb is there, electricity is there. Now you may ask me a question, how the electricity in the bulb is there? So there are two wires, one is the positive, another is. If I put fuse in the negative wire, so will the electricity will be there in the bulb or not? You touch it, you will get it. But the bulb is not functioning. because the negative wire is not connected, the fuse I have already taken out. Similarly, when this fuse, this subtle body goes out, dead. When it is there, then all the indriyas function. And they have got separate function. Hand will hold. Leg has got different function. Eyes has got different function. Each organ has different function. Only the presence of that Chaitanya, all the functions, all the instruments start functioning. Mind will start thinking. Intellect will start deciding. All activities will start. But if that is not there, everything is stopped. And this is our powerhouse. We call it powerhouse. This prana, out of this 17 items, panch prana is the powerhouse. Pranayam. If you start doing the pranayam, you will feel that you get energy. It is tested. Therefore, the pranayam should always be done in the presence of a guru, because pranayam is our powerhouse. If you disturb it, if you are not able to control it, it will disturb your health. Prana is the powerhouse of, because of the prana, gross body and the other mind, intellect and others all start functioning. Therefore, this powerhouse works continuously from birth to death. Continuously it is functioning and giving us energy. So now the question comes, we have seen bhogayatanam. What is bhogayatanam? Which body? Cross body, sthul sarir. And bhogasadhanam, what is bhogasadhanam? Sukshma sarir. What is the cause of this bhogayatanam and bhogasadhanam? Why they have come into existence? What is its cause? Now we see it in the verse number 14.
अनाद्य विद्या निर्वाच्य
अनाद्य विद्या निर्वाच्य
कारणोपाधिरुच्यते उपाधि त्रिदयादन्यम्
उपाधि त्रितयादन्यम्
आत्मानम् अवधारयेत् आत्मानम् अवधारयेत् अनाद्य विद्या निर्वाच्य कारणोपाधिरुच्यते उपाधि त्रिदयादन्यम् आत्मानम् अवधारयेत्
कारणोपाधिरुच्यते कारणोपाधि. One was sthul upadhi, another was sukshma upadhi. The third sarir we have got is the karan upadhi. It is karan, it is the cause. Cause for what? For kari upadhi. What is kari upadhi? Gross body and subtle body are the effect of this causal body. And it is subtler than gross body and subtle body. Karan sarir means cause. Causal body means the cause. Cause for what? Cause for gross body and subtle body. If there is no cause, what will happen? If the cause is not there, no gross body, no subtle body, no punarjanma, so what we have to tackle? Causal body. But what we are doing now? We are tackling only gross body, is it not, sir? Kaise sukhi hoga? How this gross body will be happy? How to give more and more comfort to gross body? Karan sarir. How is this karan sarir? Anadi avidya anirvachya. It is avidya. It is ignorance. Avidya. And avidya has got two adjectives. One is the anadi, second is anirvachya. Anadi means beginningless, and anirvacha means inexplicable. Ignorance, which has two adjectives, one is anadi, beginningless, and anirvacha, it cannot be explained. What is avidya? What is avidya? Not knowing my own true nature is avidya. Very simple. And knowing my own true nature is vidya. We are not talking about worldly subjects, not ignorance of computer or ignorance of physics. We are not talking about that. In Adhyatma, we talk about avidya means not knowing my own true nature. That is avidya. What is my true nature? I am Brahman, and Brahman is Poon. Om Poornamadah. You say na? Poon. Poon means complete. He doesn't need anything from the world. He is Poorna. Since we don't know that we are Poorna, we consider ourselves as Apoorna, not complete. Since we consider ourselves as Apurna, then a desire comes in us. If I get this person, this being, this object, that much of money, that much of immoral property, then I will become Purna. We start accumulating objects of the world. And it is now our experience, we never became Purna. And in the process, what happens? Anarthakari parampara started. What is this anarthakari parampara? Avidya, kam, karma. Because of the ignorance, the desire comes. And because of the desire, we act in this world, not knowing the art of action in this world. I don't know how to act in the world because I have not studied Bhagavad Gita. Without studying Bhagavad Gita, we are acting in the world. Fruit of action comes. When the fruit of action comes, what happens? I may like it, I may not like it. So all likes and dislikes are recorded here. The things which I like, I do it again and again, again and again. And this cycle continues. This vasana, this avidya, we give the blueprint to the Lord. Oh Lord, I have got so many desires to fulfill, including that I want to be president of America also. The Lord will say, there are 100,000 people standing in the queue, you stand behind them and wait for human form. How long will it take? I don't know. It is not necessary that the next form will be human form. So according to the likes and dislikes, we are giving it to the Lord, give me appropriate body. Very good. So when we do the karma, the pap punya starts. And when the pap punya starts, we have to take a form. Jiva will have to enjoy and suffer all his actions. So you will be given appropriate body for experiencing that. This avidya is also called maya. Also called maya. It's one and same. In the case of individual, in Tattvabodh we have seen that is avidya we use the word. For individual we use avidya. For Ishwar we use it maya. Because of avidya, we are maya das. And the Ishwar is mayapati. He controls maya. So this avidya being the subtlest in our three bodies, it controls subtle body and gross body. How it controls subtle body and gross body? The rule is that the subtle will rule gross. And the subtlest among three bodies is the causal body. And this causal body in BMI chart is Vasana. According to your Vasana, each of us, we are acting in this world. So Vasana is the Karan Sarir. And according to that Vasana, according to my likes and dislikes, my subtle body, my Sukshma Sarir and Stool Sarir function. Very good. Then after that, what is this job of this avidya? What it does? Avidya covers. It covers. It has covered Atman inside. And it has covered whom it has covered outside? Brahman. Brahman is the substratum of the whole world. This avidya has covered Brahman outside. It is anirvachaniya. Anirvachani, it cannot be defined in a particular fashion. In our scripture, in Adhyatma, we use three words. Sat. Sat means what? Trikale tishtati iti sat. One which stays in three period of time, we call it sat. What is asat? We all have studied in Tattva Bodha. That which is not there in three period of time. Can you give me an example of sat? Huh? Asat is, that is for asat. What is for the sat? Brahman. Other than Brahman? Nothing. We can't give any other example because Brahman is one and alone. Ek adhutiya Brahma. So there is no example or simile for Brahman. So Brahman is Sat and other than everything what we see is Mithya, that is coming with Asat. Asat means which is not there for three period of time. Like example, horn of a rabbit. Very good. So what about this world? It is neither Sat nor Asat. Can we call this world Sat? No. Can we say Asat, it is not there? That also can't be said. So anything which is neither Sat nor Asat, in our scripture, we call it mithya, which stays for one period of time and continuously changing. Its nature is perishing, continuously changing. And this mithya, as we have earlier seen, like the avidya has covered our atmans, this mithya has also covered everything. And maya we know, aghatit ghatna, what is the word after that? Aghatit ghatana patiyasi. Patiyasi means it shows the incident which has never happened. It will show it has happened. Aghatit ghatana patiyasi. Anadi. Anadi means beginningless. Adi means beginning. Anadi means which has got no beginning. It has got no beginning. Adi means, also means cause. Therefore, anadi means causeless. It is beginningless and it is causeless. Suppose if somebody says, no. Avidya, the ignorance has got a adi, a beginning. Okay, then take a date. It started from 1st January 2016. Before that, before that I was ignorant or a realized person. Then how can you say it started from 1st January 2016? You cannot say. Can ignorance come from the ignorance? Absurd. From ignorance is coming, it's absurd. Can we say it is coming from the vidya, from the knowledge? Ignorance is coming from vidya? No. After realization, after vidya, ignorance can't come. 2 plus 2, 4 we have learned in KG. Can you forget it? No. No. So from vidya, avidya cannot come. From avidya cannot. And the third option is void. Can it come from sunya? Void? No, nothing can come from sunya. So, therefore, avidya is beginningless, causeless. Why it is called beginningless? Because it was never created. Once it is created, then you come to know the date of creation. Avidya was never created. Therefore, it is beginningless. There are six anadis in our scripture. Beginningless. Six things. What are those? Brahman is anadi. Beginningless. Avidya or maya is also anadi, beginningless. Jiva is also anadi, beginningless. You can't give a date. Beginningless. Ishwar is also beginningless. Difference between Jiva and Ishwar, that also is coming from beginningless time, anadi. And the relation between avidya and chaitanya. This avidya covers chaitanya. The relationship between avidya and chaitanya is also anadi. There are six things which are anadi in this world. This anadi does not mean that they don't have end. Except one among the six, Brahman, it has got no end. Because it is, Brahman is Nitya. Nitya means which stays in three periods of time. It can never be negated. All other fives can be negated by Vidya. The difference between Jeev and Ishwar, Maya, Avidya, start inquiring. Avidya will go away. Avidya can be ended by Vidya. Jeev, Ishwar, it will. So long the Jeevatva is there, Ishwar is there. The moment Jeevatva ends, Ishwar also ends. There is no Ishwar. The difference between Jeev and Ishwar, gone. The relationship between Avidya and Chaitanya, gone. So out of six, five can be ended by knowledge, but Brahman will remain always. So who is this Atman? Upadhi Trityad Anyam Atman. It is other than these three Upadhi. Do you remember the definition given by Shankaracharya in Tattva Bodh? Atma kaha? Stula, Sushma, Karan, Sarira, Vatirikta. The same thing is again ever written here. Upadhi, Trityad, Anyam. Upadhi, Triya, Upadhi, Traya. What is this Upadhi, Traya? Stula, Sarir, Sushma, Sarir, and Karan, Sarir. Upadhi, Traya, Anyat. So that means these three Upadhi is not Atman, is not Brahman. Other than these three Upadhi, is Brahman. Atman avadharayet. Avadharayet means it comes from dhridhatu, dharana, to hold on to this, that I am that Atman. You may not experience it now, but hold on to it. One day you will realize, you continuously remember that I am Atman, I am Atman. Every day you should do it. And in the page number 7, in meditation verse, it is said, Pratasmarami hridi sanspuradatma tattvam సచ్చిత్ సుఖం పరమహంస గతిం తుర్యం యత్ స్వప్న జాగర సుప్తమైతి నిత్యం తద్ బ్రహ్మ నిష్కలమహం నచ భూత సంఘ. దాట్ ఈజ్ బ్రహ్మన్, నాట్ దిస్ భూత సంఘ, నాట్ దిస్ గ్రాస్ బాడీ, సటిల్ బాడీ అండ్ ద కాజల్ బాడీ. సో వాట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు డూ, వీ హ్యావ్ టు రిమెంబర్, అట్లీస్ట్ స్టార్ట్ యువర్ జర్నీ విత్ ద రిమెంబరింగ్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ బ్రహ్మన్, ఐఎమ్ బ్రహ్మన్, ఐఎమ్ బ్రహ్మన్. ఎ డే విల్ కమ్ యూ విల్ రియలైజ్ ద బ్రహ్మన్ ఆల్సో. సో నౌ దిస్ ఈజ్ మిక్స్డ్ అప్, స్థూల్ శరీర, సూక్ష్మ శరీర, కారణ శరీర అండ్ ఆత్మన్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ మిక్స్డ్ అప్. నౌ వాట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు డూ, సెగ్రిగేట్, సెగ్రిగేట్ బిట్వీన్ టూ, ఆత్మ అండ్ అనాత్మ. వెరీ సింపుల్, దేర్ ఆర్ నాట్ మెనీ థింగ్స్ మిక్స్డ్ అప్, ఓన్లీ టూ థింగ్స్, దాల్ అండ్ చావల్. యూ హ్యావ్ టు సెగ్రిగేట్. యూ వాంట్ టు మేక్ ఖిచడి, సో యూ మిక్స్డ్ అప్ దాల్ చావల్ ఇన్ వన్. నౌ యూ డిసైడెడ్ నో 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 నో, ఇట్స్ నో మోర్ రైనింగ్ టుడే, సో వీ విల్ హ్యావ్ సెపరేట్ దాల్ అండ్ సెపరేట్ కిచ్ భాత్. నౌ అగైన్ యూ స్టార్ట్. సిమిలర్లీ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డూ హియర్ ఆల్సో, యూ హ్యావ్ టు డూ సెగ్రిగేట్ ఇట్ బై హౌ, ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఫిజికల్, హౌ, ఓన్లీ బై విచార్, ఓన్లీ బై విచార్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డూ ఇట్.
పూర్ణమద పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. హరి ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం.